Today's reading begins in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 14. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when it shall no longer be said, As the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but As the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them, for I will bring them back to their own land that I gave to their fathers. Behold, I am sending for many fishers, declares the Lord, and they shall catch them. And afterward I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill, and out of the clefts of the rocks. For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their iniquity concealed from my eyes. But first I will doubly repay their iniquity and their sin, because they have polluted my land with the carcasses of their detestable idols, and have filled my inheritance with their abominations. O Lord, my strength and my stronghold, my refuge in the day of trouble, to you shall the nations come from the ends of the earth and say, Our fathers have inherited nothing but lies, worthless things in which there is no profit. Can man make for himself gods? Such are not gods. Therefore, behold, I will make them know. This once I will make them know my power and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, with a point of diamond it is engraved on the tablet of their heart, and on the horns of their altars, while their children remember their altars and their ashram, beside every green tree, and on the high hills, on the mountains, in the open country. Your wealth and all your treasures I will give for spoil as the price of your high places for sin throughout all your territory. You shall loosen your hand from your heritage that I gave to you, and I will make you serve your enemies in a land that you do not know, for in my anger a fire is kindled that shall burn forever. Thus says the Lord, Cursed is the man who trusts in man, and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by stream, and does not fear when the heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind, to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. Like the partridge that gathers a brood that she did not hatch, so is he who gets riches, but not by justice. In the midst of his days they will leave him, and at the end he will be a fool. A glorious throne set on high from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be put to shame. Those who turn away from you shall be written in the earth, for they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living water. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Behold, they say to me, Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come. I have not run away from being your shepherd, nor have I desired the day of my sickness. You know what came out of my lips, it was before your face. Be not a terror to me, you are my refuge in the day of disaster. Let those be put to shame who persecute me, but let me not be put to shame. Let them be dismayed, but let me not be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of disaster. Destroy them with double destruction. A bit of a short reading for today, and you might notice in the book of Jeremiah that there seems to be a decent amount of repetition. But remember that we're reading all of this together when this message was likely preached throughout the life of Jeremiah. So each portion could have been a good distance apart in time. But in the beginning of our reading, there is this promise of a restoration, a return of the exiles to come home. And he likens it to that of the Exodus, that instead of talking about the Exodus anymore, they'll be talking about this return, this restoration. It won't be from Egypt, it will be from all over the world. This is a similar message that we also see in the book of Isaiah and in the book of Ezekiel. But God mentions that first, he has to repay their iniquity and their sin. They have to be punished for all of their disobedience and their unfaithfulness. But afterward, he will bring the remnant home. Seems that Jeremiah has a response to this message. We see it in verse 19 and 20. calling the Lord his strength and his stronghold, his refuge in the day of trouble. Chapter 17 continues the theme of divine judgment. It reiterates the sins of Judah, emphasizing the idolatry. Remember that when God began to give them the law, he told them that he was a jealous God and they should serve no other gods. Yet that's exactly what they did. And so there's a couple of verses in here that are likely familiar. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from God. Another in verse 7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. That is because of the trust in the Lord. Verse 9 and 10 likewise are familiar to us. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. God can read our hearts, and we should be sure of where our affections lie. Verse 14 begins Jeremiah's fourth lament. He asks for healing. He asks for salvation. Jeremiah has faithfully carried out the mission that was given to him by God to prophesy to the people of Israel to repentance. Yet they do not accept the message. He is under persecution. And so Jeremiah has a request and an expectation that God will judge those that persecuted him, ignoring the message. And that's where we leave off for today. As always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.